Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby,
come
put
on,
that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, wake up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 89 today.
Yes,
currently,
Lord.
It is 55 with clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Waffle Day?
Oh, okay. That's what we doing. Y'all ain't going to disturb my groove. It's skies out, thighs out for me.
All right.
You know it.
Sick. Got them short shorts on?
That's right.
Couldn't wait.
We talking HBCU Step Show?
Yeah, we got that later on in the show in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, TMG will go down at your 23s. We got a few things to discuss. Tyrese talks about his versus battle with Tank and how him and Tank probably shouldn't be battling.
Facts.
He
I agree with that.
He compared himself a little bit more to Cisco.
Hump it, hump it out, hump it out, hump it out. A lot, a specified amount of time. Commit yourself to invest that time in the service of a well-defined objective. Take the first step, then the next. Continue the effort, uninterrupted, until the time is up. Resist the temptation of distractions. Make it your business to stay focused. Let go of any feeling that you're striving or under pressure to perform. Just remain gently focused, stacking one task on top of the other. In this way, you create a productive, even enjoyable state of flow. In this way, you make real and consistent progress in the direction of your goal. Don't be intimidated by your own capacity for focus and excellence. Simply create the right conditions, commit to maintaining them, and achievement will come. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 90. Currently, it is 55. Fair skies at the T-Mobile Center. Jeezy the Snowman is back. He'll be back in Vegas later on this summer. Now, I didn't get a chance to see him on his tour recently. And so I think that I'm going to make plans to go see him. But he sat down and actually spoke about being in survival mode for a good chunk of his life.
I was in a very dark space. That's the beauty of it all, because I was really depressed. The people in this field, they didn't understand how I was even operating with this amount of stress. You couldn't really plan for Christmas because you didn't know if you was going to make it. I was in fight or flight for almost 15 years. I was operating from scarcity. And I think in this season of my life, I'm operating from abundance.
But without those streets, you wouldn't have had the content for your music.
That's what I want to clarify. I regret none of it.
I can't wait for this book to come out that I'm writing. But this is a long time away. So living in survival mode, dog. I was born into that. Mm-hmm. You know, being born, and this is how a lot of people are operating in our communities and in our hood, dog. What Jeezy is describing. You know, a lot of times being born into poverty, being born into maybe certain circumstances that you're ashamed of. Mm-hmm. Maybe your house is messed up. Maybe you're dealing with hoarding.
Maybe you have no house at all.
Man, look, there are so many things that affect our mindsets and how we grew up and how we struggle.
Yeah.
And so being in survival mode, it can be detrimental because the thing that you had to do when you were young is going to be the same thing that's going to kill you if you hold on and keep doing that as you get older.
Yeah.
So, I salute him for that.
Spoke about living in that, but then also now being like, no, I'm living in abundance. I'm living in this. Because you got to change your story at some point.
And I'll say this. I didn't know. I'm just now coming to grips with a lot of this stuff. So this subject kind of, you know, it hit me personally because, you know, I'm dealing with that.
Yeah. Well, better you hitting this now than pulling a Clifton Powell. Sliding over to Young Miami, she opens up about the fallout between her childhood best friend, JT. You know, the City Girls used to be a thing, and lately, they ain't.
That love is always going to be there. That's why even when the whole thing on the internet happened, I'm like, JT, like, we both ain't going to go that far. Like, we family. You know, JT into, like, fashion and so many different other things. She got her own lane, and I think just, like, we are in just two different lanes. Like, our brands is just two different brands, and it's, like, two different people trying to be one. It's just never going to work.
And that's real. That happens. I mean, people grow apart. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm happy that she at least can speak to the fact that they still got that love.
Aww.
Because, I mean, that's a, you know, you're going to get into it. Y'all going to go down y'all different paths, but don't beef with each other. Because y'all know y'all came up together at the end of the day.
Yeah, they'll be back friends.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Gems, baby. Let's go.
Tragedy has struck Kansas City, especially in our community, in our barbecue community, as we have lost another barbecue pitmaster. A Kansas City family is grieving after a father, grandfather, and husband of more than 30 years was killed in a hit and run while riding his scooter. Now, they are pleading with the public for answers, and he was a well-known figure in Kansas City's barbecue community. He worked as a pit master for Arthur Bryant's Barbecue, where he once, you know, he met President Obama there. Wow. Most recently, you know, he took his talents to Gates and that 1040 Highway in Independence. So we are praying hard for this family, man. I can't, like, an unimaginable loss like that, man. And we just talking about it in survival mode, dog. And I remember, you know, my first week of interning here, me losing my father on that Friday, it put me in a certain mode and in a certain mood. So I, you know, that family, we want to send you love, strength, protection.
Yes.
And I just can't imagine how they're feeling right now, Dee. Yeah.
And if you know anything that can help identify the driver, you can reach out to the TIPS hotline at 816-474-8477.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Missouri Supreme Court yesterday upheld a mid-decade redistricting plan that some feel give Republicans an improved chance at winning an additional U.S. House seat in Missouri in this year's midterm elections. So this decision marks a legal victory for Trump in a nationwide redistricting battle as Governor Kehoe signed the maps into effect in September. So under the previous map, the immediate Kansas City Metro fell in the 5th Congressional District, currently represented by longtime incumbent Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. Of course, former mayor of Kansas City, beloved here, still a Democrat. With new upheld congressional maps, the city would be split into 4th, 5th, and 6th congressional districts, breaking it up. Kansas City's northeast community will fall in an intersection that divides one neighborhood into three districts. That's crazy. Splitting up Kansas City would give Republicans a better chance at basically getting another seat in the U.S. House of Representatives this year. Opponents are still working to put the new congressional maps to a statewide vote, and that could stop the split from happening. But Missouri Secretary of State a Republican, needs to verify all 300,000 petition signatures in time for an August vote. And if they are verified, a legal fight from the state could still ensue to fight the MAP petition.
Make sure you register to vote, cousins. That's all I can say.
Every vote matters. Every vote
and
counts.
And make sure you actually go to the polls, please. It's the least you can do.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 James.
Yo, good morning and good blessings to everybody that's tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, especially those that's tapping the app, or if you're streaming us live on YouTube and Facebook at Hot 103 Jams, or you're doing it the traditional way. There's a lot of accidents out there, y'all, so please be easy and take it safe. If you're on 435, 71, 291, wherever you're doing, give a little grace and go slow, okay? Please, yes. You'll get there.
Please.
We appreciate you, man, for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins that's been hitting us up on the on a few things. First, the Facebook page. The Facebook comments been going crazy. Shout out to all the cousins that are there. We appreciate you oh so much. Henrietta Clark, Stacey Davis. Been saying happy Wednesday to us. Shout out to Miss Cindy as well. Tapped in the comments. As always. So, Nat Cooper. Kiara Jenkins. I'm trying to read all these names. Let me see. Hold on, cousin. Hold on. Whoa. Bear with me. Tim Davis. There we go. Dio Hefe. Cynthia Good. Bertha Gonzalez. We appreciate all of the cousins. And then, of course, you know that that Hustle and Shine text line be thumping. Shout out to Rich Harris. As always, tapping in with us at Happy Hump Day. Hope your day will be amazing. And he sent some love to the morning show. We appreciate you. Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Shane Blaze. Good morning to some of our cousins. One of our cousins from 816 said, wishing peace and grace for all of us during these times of uncertainty. May God show his grace. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Shout out to J.C. Harmon High School from Coach Law. Carmenard, hey, she said, not skies out, thighs out, Brian.
You
good morning, cousin.
They out
she
too,
told
baby.
You earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning to Hustle and Shine in the morning. I was sent up. Charlotte Ford, appreciate you from the 816. Big love to Kim Humphrey, Leslie Washington. Have a great day. And a happy 70th birthday to Mama Deborah Solomon Wright. That was sent over from Chef Taco.
Happy
and you know,
birthday.
He's always sending love to the Kirkwood and the entire Solomon family. So we greatly appreciate you, cousin.
Yeah. You know about the short. Are you done? My bad. You guys are.
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
No. You guys, go ahead and finish your shout out.
I just want to make sure we continue to send love to all our cousins that tap in and the cousins that also broadcast in the same industry as us, too. Big love to Alyssa Jackson over on KSHB. Big love with her, sending some strength and prayers to her. Knows that she recently discussed her battle with breast cancer. So just want to send her as much energy, love, strength, prayer, all those things her way and to her entire family.
Yeah, we praying for you, Alyssa.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time, high of 88. Currently it is 52 first skies at Wyandotte Lake. Jay-Z sat down with GQ magazine as he celebrates 30 years of Reasonable Doubt, and he talked about his thoughts on Drake and Kendrick Lamar's beef.
And now you have these pods of cult.
The Stan armies.
Like, yeah, and it's like, it's too far.
Yeah.
It's like bringing people kids in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't like that. You know, maybe I've grown in a space that is probably, you know, I sound like the old guy wagging a thing. But I think we can achieve the same thing as far as like sparring with music, with collaborations more so.
Jay, you are. You have turned into the old man because...
Right, I'm like, what about him and Oz?
Yeah, a big part of your legacy is Ether and Takeover. But, you know, getting older, and we talked about this earlier this morning with the survival mode, holding on to things that were good for you in your younger years will hurt you if you hold on to those same things coming up in your later years.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that. So, but let's not act. That's why when we see our younger artists come up and people are like, oh, stop it. You did the same thing and they're doing the exact same thing. Let's not pretend. Not act brand new. It's okay.
He ain't acting brand new. It's a sense of, okay, I'm older. I saw what happened with the aftermath. Because when you're young, you don't see what happens
with
the aftermath.
Have to go through the exact same thing. And 30 years from now, NBA Youngboy will be sitting down doing the same interview.
Doubt it.
That's all I'm saying. And Jay-Z also spoke about the sexual assault lawsuit headlines. This was pretty big.
That shit took a lot out of me. I was angry. I haven't been that angry in a long time. Uncontrollable anger. Like, you don't put that on someone. Like, that's a thing that you better be super sure. Like, even when we were doing the worst things, we were doing bad, we had those kind of rules. There was a line, no women, no kids. You know, you hear those sayings, but those are things that I took from the street.
Yeah, that was a whole situation, that sexual assault lawsuit regarding his name was mentioned in Sean Diddy Combs. It was dismissed with prejudice back in February 2025, so there's that. Now, Usher hasn't really spoken much about anything other than his career, but recently he sat down and actually spoke about Sean Diddy Combs.
I don't have anything negative to say about Sean Combs because my experience was not what the world has seen and how he's been, you know, misrepresented. I'm not saying that every man is perfect, but I can't, with any sense of humanity, not recognize the valuable contributions that this man made for us as Black entrepreneurs. So many people benefited from what he created, and I acknowledge that.
Yes, many people benefited, but it seems like many people suffer too. So he better be careful with
things,
that.
Yeah, two things are true there. You're right on the money with that.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Now, I don't know if back in your day you got down and did any type of stepping. I didn't in my day, but recently I hosted the Lee Summit North Step Show and I got a chance.
I jiggled too much for all that.
Okay. I ran into my cousin's step movement, and when I tell you they put on the show like they always do, they did a phenomenal job. And actually, they're joining us today for the HBCU experience that's going down this weekend, cousins. There is a resource fair attached to it, live performances, and a panel. Please welcome on the show COO of Step Movement, Alicia Logan, and Jaquinta Nelson, founder of Step Movement.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. How y'all doing today?
You know, we're
excellent.
Good.
Fantastic.
I got my coffee, so God is good.
All the time. Now, could you break down to us what Step Movement is and what the HBCU experience is happening? What is that?
Absolutely. Step Movement stands for supporting them express their passions. We believe if you can stump once and clap twice, we can teach you how to step for the rest of your life.
Oh boy.
So our goal is to bring step into Kansas City. We do this in three different avenues. We are the only community-based step team in Kansas City and in the Kansas side as well. Where we have girls ages 8 up to 18, where we focus on academic support, mentorship, and community service. Our second avenue is our curriculum, Step as a Movement, where we integrate health, history, and ELA that I currently teach at De La Salle High School. And then lastly, we help build and consult other programs by enhancing them or establishing them at different schools, at different churches, and we also do workshops as well. But we are a percussive dance form dance company.
So many words, you do it all.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so important to have the camaraderie and have something to do instead of, you know, just doing your little one, too. Just talk about how important it is for young ladies to be involved in this situation.
I guess I'll take that. So my daughter started when she was in the second grade. It's a long story. Mm. Jaquinta tricked me, but we're here now.
Read the fine print?
Right, I didn't. She got the key first. Anyway. So we live on the Kansas side, and it's been a great way for my daughter to be involved in different areas around the city. Mm. So she gets to be around different girls that go to different schools than her. Olathe is diverse, but there's still, and I will say her friend group is actually really diverse, but what she's learned is she's gained another set of sisters in different grades. You know, she was a second grader that had big sisters in the high school age, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's been great to see that, to see the experience from her first performance, which was the step, clap, side to side.
Yeah.
To, you know, now being able to learn a full routine in a day. So it is just, it's been a warming experience to see the growth of our girls, not only academically, but skill level wise as well.
We have had over 1,000 kids in our programs from 2016 up to now. Our students not only experience what it takes to be a professional dance company, but they get the experience of getting scholarships because there are none for stepping, so we provide those for our students. We do college advisory. Anytime we travel around to different states, we always go to colleges first to understand that there is a potential for career or college, and that's how we got connected with Step Africa, the only community professional dance team nationally.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Step. That's what
it sounds
like.
That's what it is. Let's go.
Talking with Alicia Logan, the CEO, COO of Step Movement, and Jaquinta Nelson, the founder of Step Movement, in the building, hustling and shining.
And the HBCU experience is going down March 28th. That is this Saturday. What's the start time for that event?
So we have a community resource fair that starts at 1:30. We invite you all to come out so you can get to know the different organizations, HBCUs, different community orgs that are doing awesome things in our organization or our community. And then we have live performances starting at 3:30.
So we can expect a performance from Step Movement for sure, right?
Multiple. Absolutely. Multiple. Multiple.
I'm back to back with it. And real quick, I want to mention this too. You have three different divisions and tiers, right?
Yes. So we have an elementary team. We have the only elementary team in the city. Mm-hmm. So we'll be building some more. Shout out to schools who want that.
Amen.
And then we have a middle school team and a high school team. And what sets our girls apart is that they only get to come together on Saturdays, where other school teams get to perform or practice throughout the week. They have tenacity to learn shows in 4 days to do a performance in a month.
Lord.
Mm. Yeah, that last show that we did at Lee Summit North, we had three shows that day. So our girls have the tenacity and strength to do whatever, whenever.
My goodness.
Mm. Now, what about some of our cousins who got two left feet?
And, that's okay.
Again, if you can stump
and
once.
And they ain't on rhythm.
Stump once, clap twice. We can teach you how to step for the rest of your life.
But
we
what
promise.
If they don't clap on time?
Who
what
got
if they
you?
Like,
we got
they
you.
They're going to make a five, six, seven, eight.
We got you. We can also, we have casting actor roles.
What if I got a club foot? Like,
and that's okay. We also teach acting as well.
At 12.
I mean, you never.
If you want a clinic, we can do a workshop for you whenever, whenever.
I know, right? We'll host a clinic.
We do need to do a collaboration because you should teach us some steps.
Oh, we got you.
I would be down with it. Would you be? Okay. No, I didn't sign him up for something.
For shizzle.
This like your mama signing you up for something that you did not volunteer.
Exactly, that's exactly what you do. She do it to me all the time, y'all.
Yeah, but this is for a bigger initiative. Our girls are going to Washington, D.C. this summer. They were able to do a master class with Step Africa, the world premiere step company, just like the step version of Alvin Ailey. After they did the master class with them, they went to their concert, and then they asked them to come to their summer camp. So this will be our second year going. So although this is a major event, it is funding our girls' trip to go. We have 15 girls going this time. And for most of them, this will be the first time they have out of the city and to explore different things as well.
Super excited for that.
Last year, we took 6 girls. This year, we're taking 15. All of our students, including our elementary students, will go. We did a tour of Howard University. We focused on local minority-owned businesses, as Jaquinta and I are both entrepreneurs. So it really is about the whole experience and the whole child. We focus on mental health. We focus on financial well-being, all of the things. We are actually making sure that our students are whole and also prepared for, you know, future life.
Now, how can our cousins get those tickets? Where do they need to go? Is it an Instagram page or is it a website?
It's a website. So you can go to www.stepmovement.com. And so the first thing you're going to see is about our trip to Washington that we're raising money for, as well as how to get the tickets for the HBCU experience.
Okay.
Look that up, cousins.
For real.
I'm on the website right now. They was going crazy on this dance.
Mm-hmm. Alicia and Jaquinta, we appreciate y'all so much for coming on and hustling and shining this morning. Make sure y'all research Step Movement. It's going down. Y'all have a good one. Be a blessing.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is pretty simple. A lot of people, if you play sports, you probably have heard this. The word is clutch.
Ow.
Coming in clutch. Mm-hmm. Have you ever said that or maybe used it yourself?
In sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Mahomes clutching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he clutching the fourth quarter. Like, it's like the basis is you come through when it's important. It's very simple. So maybe it's that coworker that's just like, man, I know if I call off work, they gonna come through for me. They coming in the clutch.
You feel me?
And so you make sure you have those people in your circle that kind of come through for you, because there's always gonna be a point. There's gonna be a point in time in your life where you need somebody to help you out. And you want somebody to come in clutch for you.
That's going to be fun.
You're just like, man, I didn't even thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Now, I'm going to tell you when I was clutch back in my younger days. So we used to go out all the time, and I was the only one in my circle that carried gum. So guess who was the gum guy?
Yeah, baby.
All the time. Hey, Brian, let me get a piece of gum.
Right, because they trying to mack in somebody's face.
Bro, go get you some Tic Tacs.
Right, they taking all your gum.
Right.
Now you run a game, and it's hot. Hello.
No, well, I'm always good. I come up.
Yeah,
I'm always.
Yeah. I'm bad.
Who that in the bag?
I'm just saying, like, that's not a problem with me.
Right. Yeah, we like that. Period.
But yeah, that I'm clutch when it comes to gum.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's a lot. Yeah, I like that.
That's tight situations, dog. Yeah, you never
for sure.
Know.
And please, if you in a club and you trying to go talk to somebody, grab you some gum. Don't nobody want to have a lot of hot breath of Patron, Hypnotic, Ciroc, whatever you want, whatever's your choice. Don't nobody want to smell all of that. Mm-mm. So what you doing after this? What's y'all with you?
Yikes. And then they be, nah.
I'm preparing shitty. What's up?
Don't do that.
Did I do it good, cousins? No.
Yeah, I think you need to chill.
Okay. Mm. I try, cousins. I be trying to blend in sometimes. Mm. Too much St. Louis. Yikes. Mm.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 89. Currently it's 56 for skies at Ruskin. Tyrese and Tank, their versus battle goes down tomorrow night, and everybody's been picking sides.
It's tomorrow?
I know, right? Thursday night. Everybody's been picking their sides. I, of course, and my money is on Tank. B. Shannon said his money is on Tyrese, and it sounds like Tyrese's money is on Tank.
I know he's really excited. I may not be as excited as he is. I think Tank is a different category of singer than me, right? So when we've been approached in the past, I'm like, no, Tank needs to be singing with Brian McKnight. I am in the raspy category, like Cisco. Like, I never wanted to do a versus with Tank. I might lose.
Okay.
I might lose. But what I make in 10 shows would take Tank 30 shows to get to.
Okay, so...
Was that shade at the end?
Yeah, of course it was, but I'm going to ignore that. So, why are we trying to subcategory R&B? Like, what are we doing? Like, y'all, all of y'all are R&B singers.
Oh, yeah, you're saying it's just the same thing.
Yes, R&B Cisco,
is R&B.
Cisco, Tank, Tyrese, it's all R&B, dog. So what... And I guess it's a matchup issue that he's referring to, like... Him against Cisco? I don't know about that. Are we like?
Does anybody want to see that?
I'd rather see Drew Hill. Like, I don't. I mean, right. Cisco's records will be included in Drew Hill.
Right, of course. I know what you're saying. You'd rather get the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just trying to break it down too much.
Who do you think is the better singer?
Between who? Tank and Tyrese?
Yes.
Tyrese. Tyrese. Tank can sing, but he's more of a writer to me. I look at him as a writer.
Well, I can't wait to see that. Other headlines that might throw you off. Popeye's franchise files for Chapter 11 with $130 million debt. They're shutting down 20 stores. Inflation and costs are cited. Them chicken sandwiches ain't been selling like they supposed to be, I guess.
That's right. That was 19. That was 7 years ago. Things change, huh?
Yeah, that was like, yeah. Was it 19?
It was 19.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. 18/19.
Chicken sandwich madness.
That chicken sandwich was going crazy when I was in college.
And I don't understand because
it was good,
it was
though.
A chicken sandwich.
No, I wasn't on the hype.
It's a chicken sandwich, y'all.
Listen, cousins, you know, all I will say is I had it once. I never ate it again. But that one time I said,
you was caught up in the hype, too.
I said, no, I wasn't. I didn't want to buy it. UMKC was like, I'm finna go up the street to Popeye's. And then they brought back another chicken sandwich. They was like, you want it? I was like, I guess.
If you want it,
I'll take you through there. I tried that chicken sandwich, B. I said, damn.
So, like, you plan to eat more than a sandwich, bro.
Ooh, I didn't think that they would be filing for bankruptcy or Chapter 11 or whatever.
You just got caught up.
I'm just saying that chicken sandwich was fire.
Regular chicken sandwich.
You sound like a hat.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those bold, honest, and a little short-tempered Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over some major birthday love to singer, spokeswoman, model, and actress. Her claim to fame was Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell. Happy birthday to Lark Holloway. Happy birthday to TV actor Laz Alonzo. Sending over some major birthday love to rapper Big Sean. Happy birthday to actor and rapper and a member of the Hot Boys that's giving us classic after classic. Happy birthday to Juvenile. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, civil rights activist, actress, and pianist. Happy heavenly birthday to Aretha Franklin.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chad Allen Carson, Gabby Rastau, and Keita Bug. Sending birthday love to Flav Go and Sandra Cano Hernandez. Plus, happy birthday, William Smith, Brooke Grimes, and everybody else born on March 25th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what you doing on this Get Right Wednesday?
I'm getting ready to head to work.
Mm. Get to the money.
All right, man. What's your check engine light looking like, dog?
It's not on.
Okay. Good, good news. Yes, sir.
All right, September 30th, Salt and Pepper, En Vogue, and TLC will be in Kansas City. We got a chance to hook you up with two tickets, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't waste your time fighting blind of despair.
Hold on to your love.
You got to hold on.
Hold on. To your love.
Hey! I ain't gonna lie to you. I really could like go in on that song to where y'all would judge me. So I'ma just chill.
You say that like we did just judge that last 2 seconds.
Maybe you did, but I love that song.
Hey.
All right, Jeremy.
And
you,
the video, too.
You ain't getting those two tickets to TLC, Salt and Pepper, and En Vogue. Who you going to take with you?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You got him in a pickle, D.
He laughing a little too hard.
All right, ain't he, though? I know that. All right, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up, dog.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you frustrated with loved ones or friends because they are not producing or providing what you need? Are you constantly irritated because of how someone else does things? Draw your ear closer. May I be honest? The issue is not them. You are the one that is frustrated and irritated, not them. It reminds me of a story I read by Tyler Perry. Your irritation is like expecting grass to be a mature tree and offer shade and comfort. I know humans are not grass or trees, but we can eat from the fruit of their lives or rest with them like the grass or trees. And you can learn a person and how they will respond or treat you by what they produce on a regular basis. Grass is always going to grow brown and brittle when the heat comes. A tree may lose its leaves, but grass will often die and return while the well-rooted tree stays and soon blooms. So don't be frustrated. Choose your circle of people wisely. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.